Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Ted Uhlander. Batting second. The left fielder, Roy Foster. Batting third. The right fielder, Vada Pinson. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Tony Horton. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Greg Nettles. Batting sixth. The catcher, Ray Fossey. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Eddie Leon. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Jack Hyndman. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Sam McDowell. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Sam McDowell. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Walt Williams. Batting second. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting third. The left fielder, Carlos May. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Bill Melton. Batting fifth. The catcher, Dwayne Josephson. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Gale Hopkins. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Ken Berry. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Bobby Knoop. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Joe Horlan. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Joe Horlan. And now, play ball. Ted Uhlander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Uhlander hits a fly ball into left field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Vada Pinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pinson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Horlan fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams takes first base on ball four. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McDowell fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Fossey for a passed ball. Aparicio moves to second. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May strikes out. Two outs. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Horlan fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles strikes out. Two outs. Ray Fossey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fossey hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Leon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gale Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins strikes out. Two outs. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Eddie Leon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leon hits a pop-up towards third. Melton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Hydeman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hydeman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Sam McDowell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDowell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ted Olander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olander is 0 for 1 in the game. Olander hits a pop-up towards first. Hopkins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bobby Knoop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knoop strikes out. One out. Joe Horlan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horlan strikes out. Two outs. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McDowell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Roy Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 0 for 1 in the game. Foster hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Veda Pinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pinson is 0 for 1 in the game. Pinson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0 for 1 in the game. Horton takes first base on ball 4. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Horton. The throw from Josephson and he is out, Aparicio applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 1 in the game. Aparicio hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Fossey for a passed ball. Aparicio moves to second. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is thrown out by unknown player in unknown way. One out. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 1 in the game. May strikes out. Two outs. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0 for 1 in the game. Melton strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 0 for 1 in the game. Nettles hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ray Fossey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fossey is 0 for 1 in the game. Fossey hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Eddie Leon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leon is 0 for 1 in the game. Leon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson is 0 for 1 in the game. Josephson hits a fly ball into right field. Pinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gale Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins is 0 for 1 in the game. Hopkins strikes out. Two outs. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0 for 1 in the game. Berry strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ed Hermann now catching. Jack Hydeman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hydeman is 0 for 1 in the game. Hydeman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sam McDowell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDowell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. McDowell strikes out. One out. Ted Uhlander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Uhlander is 0 for 2 in the game. Uhlander hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Noop fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bobby Noop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Noop is 0 for 1 in the game. Noop strikes out. One out. Joe Horlan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horlan is 0 for 1 in the game. Horlan strikes out. Two outs. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Williams is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Roy Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 0 for 2 in the game. Foster hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Veda Pinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pinson is 0 for 2 in the game. Pinson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Berry. Pinson reaches second base with a double. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Horton takes first base on ball 4. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 0 for 2 in the game. Nettles hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. There goes Pinson trying to get to home. Williams throws the ball into Hermann who tags Pinson who's trying to score from second, for the out. Horton moves to third. Two outs. Ray Fossey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fossey is 0 for 2 in the game. Fossey hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton juggles the ball. That's an error on Melton. Horton scores. Nettles moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Indians. Eddie Leon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leon is 0 for 2 in the game. Leon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Noop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Leon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 2 in the game. May hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Foster who is chasing the ball. May reaches third base with a triple. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0 for 2 in the game. Melton hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McDowell picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on McDowell. May scores. Melton moves to second. That run is unearned. It's Indians, 1, White Sox, 1. Sid O'Brien pinch hits for Ed Hairman. Sid O'Brien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Brien hits a ball on the ground towards third. Nettles fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gale Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins is 0 for 2 in the game. Hopkins takes first base on ball 4. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0 for 2 in the game. Berry hits a fly ball into center field. Olander settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. John Matthias now playing first base. Gale Hopkins now catching. Jack Hydeman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hydeman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hydeman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Sam McDowell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDowell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. McDowell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Noop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ted Olander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olander is 0 for 3 in the game. Olander is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bobby Noop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Noop is 0 for 2 in the game. Noop hits a pop-up towards first. Horton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Horlan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horlan is 0 for 2 in the game. Horlan strikes out. Two outs. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Leon fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDowell fires to first and has Williams trapped. There's the throw to Hydeman who tags Williams for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Roy Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 0 for 3 in the game. Foster is called out on strikes. One out. Veda Pinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pinson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Pinson hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Williams. Pinson reaches second base with a double. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Horton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Nettles hits a pop-up towards first. Matthias settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Aparicio strikes out. One out. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. May hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 2, and Cleveland Indians, 1. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.